Shalom to all. Today's office Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Beis, and we are starting Kuf Alpha on Beis near the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Biakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Lila Nishmas Rabbi Yisviyantev Rabbi Asher Anshul his Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us that Masker Bas Chaveroi, if a person rents a house to his friends, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's a landowner, Shimon's a tenant. A Masker Chayv Bedels Benegar Vmanol. The Masker, the owner, the landlord, Reuven, he's Chayv to put up or to fix the door, make sure there's a door bolt. That's the way to lock it from the inside, and that there's a lock. And anything that needs to be done by an expert. Something that doesn't need to be done by an expert, the renter has to take care of that. Furthermore, any animal excrement that's found in the chutzor belongs to Baal Bayis, the landowner. The only thing the renter gets is that which comes from the oven and the stove. Those could be turned into fertilizer. That belongs to the renter, but all other animal dung and excrement that's found around, that belongs to the owner. So we have a brisa which is a little bit more detailed than the Mishnah. If a person rents a house to his friend, the owner has to make sure that there's doors, to open up windows. He has to make sure that there's enough sunlight coming in. He has to strengthen the ceiling to make sure the center beam is strong and sturdy, because these are all Maisa Uman. The renter is chayv to make a ladder in order to get up to the roof. Since the roof isn't always used, it's only sometimes used, so it's up to the renter to make that ladder. He also has to put up a fence around the roof. He has to fix the marzev, which is like the gutter. The roofs were slanted in all four ways, and the rainwater would run off, and they had some sort of boards that were used as a gutter that were attached to the roof, and if one of those boards fell off, that has to be fixed by the renter, because that doesn't need an expert, and to plaster the roof to make sure that it's waterproof. Now, who has to put up the mezuzah? So Gemara asks, mezuzah, why are you asking in regards to mezuzah? Mezuzah says, mezuzah is the chayv of the person who lives there, not the owner of the house, and this is based off of a pasuk. So of course the renter has to put up the mezuzah. As Gemara explains, this is really the question, the place of the mezuzah, who has to set that up? In other words, who has to put up the door frame, or if the house is made out of stone, who has to make a hole in the stone in which to place the mezuzah there, because this is a ma'isa uman. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes told him, Tani Suah, we learned it. Davar she'ein ma'isa uman, anything which is not a ma'isa uman, ha'socher seyu. The socher has to do it. And v'hainam ilav ma'isa uman hu. This is also not a ma'isa uman. Why is that? Because efshar hu, kuf be'zaman alf on top, but goes to the kanyo. He could put the mezuzah in a hollow reed. He doesn't have to make a hole in the door frame in order to put the mezuzah there, even if it's made out of stone. He could just put it in a hollow reed and hang it on the outside, which is basically what we do. It's called a mezuzah case. We put the mezuzah in a mezuzah holder and either nail it or stick it onto the door frame, and that's done by the renter and not by the owner. And we continue discussing mezuzah. Tanur Rabbanu, we have a brisa, Masker Bas Chaveroi, a person rents a house to his friend, al soicher lasso mezuzah. The renter has to put up the mezuzah. However, when he leaves the house, he's not to take it in his hand and leave the house. The mezuzah has to remain over there. Uminachri, however, if he's renting a house from a guy, he could take the mezuzah with him and leave. There's a story with a fellow who took the mezuzah with him and he left the house for cover issue Shneibanov, and he buried his wife and two children because he didn't leave the mezuzah on the door. Ask the Gemara, my solicitor, you're bringing a story that contradicts what you just said. The Brisa just told us that if he's renting from a guy, when he leaves the house, he could take the mezuzah with him. So Rav Sheshes, answers, a Reisha, this is going on the Reisha. The Reisha says, when you're renting from a Yid, you're not allowed to take your mezuzah with you, and that's what the story is going on, that a fellow left and took his mezuzah with him, and he buried his wife and two children. And the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Maiskinun, what are we talking about over here? That the Zevel, the animal excrement around the Chatzar, belongs to Baal Bayis, the landlord. If you want to say the Chatzar is rented to the renter, and it's the renter's animals, why does it belong to the Baal Bayis? It belongs to the Seicher. You want to say the Chatzar was not rented to the Seicher, it's only the house that was rented to him, and the animals that made this dung belong to the owner as well? Pshita, it's obvious that the excrement belongs to him. This is nothing to do with the renter. I think more answers, that the Chatzar remains Masker's, and he does not rent it to the Seicher. And random oxen came into the Chatzar, and they were just staying there. So when they released their droppings on the floor of the Chatzar, that belongs to the landlord and not the renter, because again, it remains the landlord's chatzar, and we say that his chatzar is kainet for him. And Misayel, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, this is right for Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Don't Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, he tells us, chatzar shel adam kainet lo shlomi daitai, that a person's chatzar could be kind of something for him, even shlomi daitai. He doesn't know about it. The owner's not here. He's living in a totally different country, but it's his chatzar and retains the rights to it. He did not rent it out to the guy who's renting his house, so his chatzar is kind of this excrement for him. Now we're going to ask a number of questions on this dinner of Yisrael Chanina, the chatzar shel adam kainet lo shlomi daitai. Meso, we have a question from Braisa. Imam, if a person says, any mitzias, any lost objects that somehow make their way into my chatzar, so it should be kind of it. Lemmer Klum, he didn't say anything. If you want to say that we follow what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, that a person's chatzar could be kind of shlomi daitai, amai lemmer klum, why is it this fellow said nothing? He explicitly stated that he wants anything that appears in his chatzar to be acquired by his chatzar. The question is, what are we talking about over here? B'chatzar she'en mishtameres. It's a chatzar which is not guarded. So even though the person wants his chatzar to be kind of for him, it's not kind of anything for him because it's not guarded. Ask Mar, if that's so, take a look at the end of the braisa. Metziah Be'ir, if there's a shame that went out, there's a rumor, people are talking about it, that a Metziah made its way into this fellow's chatzar. For example, a lame deer hobbled its way into his chatzar and sat down and had no kach to walk anymore. Or that the river overflowed and a whole bunch of fish were in his chatzar. The Rav Kayamin, what he said is valid, meaning his chatzar is kind of this stuff for him. Now, if you want to say we're talking about a chatzar she'en mishtameres, it's a non-guarded chatzar, just because there's talk in the city that these things landed in his chatzar, why would that mean that his chatzar acquires it for him? It's a chatzar she'en mishtameres. And the answer is, since there's this rumor, there are these messages going around, wow, you heard what's in this fellow's chatzar, people stay away from these things that are in his chatzar, it's like a chatzar mishtameres, because everybody knows that these things landed in so-and-so's chatzar, and therefore no one's going to take it, even though it's technically a chatzar she'en mishtameres. And therefore, we don't have a question from this braisa on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. But maysay we have another question. This braisa is very similar to our mishnah. Zevel yotze min hatanur min hakirayim, that which comes from the oven and from the stove. Now, the following we do not have in our mishnah. Vakoilet min ha'avir, if someone caught dung in the air as it came out of the animal's body, hareyu shaloi, it belongs to him and not to owner of the chatzar. V'sheberefes v'shebechatzar, the dung that's in the barn and the chatzar shabal bayis, that belongs to the baal bayis. Now, v'im isal ha'ad Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, d'amar chatzar shaladim kainu lo shalom midaitoi, if you want to say that we follow Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that a person's chatzar could be kainu shalom midas, well, koilet me'avir amaya hareyu shaloi. If a person catches the excrement of the animal in the air before it hits the chatzar's floor, why does it belong to him and not to the baal bayis? Avir chatzeruhu, this is the airspace of the baal bayis's chatzar, and we know that the airspace is kind of for him just like his chatzar is. So why is the other person kind of it? It must be that we don't hold Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. So the answer is no. Amar Abaye, Abaye tells us, b'mad b'kli b'shuli para, we're talking about where he put a kli right at the bottom of the cow, so the excrement didn't even have a chance to go into the airspace of the chatzar because it immediately fell into the kli. Think of like a diaper on the cow. It goes directly from the cow into the diaper, into the kli, and it never went into the airspace. Whereas Rav Amar Rav gives a different answer, avir she'en sefer lenuach, lav kimunach dami. If it's in the airspace, but it's not going to end up resting in the chatzar, so it's not considered like it's rested in the chatzar. And that's exactly what the situation is. When the fellow is following the cow around and he has his kli underneath it, even if the excrement does go into the airspace of the chatzar before he catches it, since it's never going to land in the chatzar, it's ein soifel lenuach because he has this kli that's going to catch it. So it's lav kemunach dami. In this case, the airspace does not acquire for the baal bayis. As to our mipshita le Rava, is this din really obvious to Rava? Rava asked us as a question. Rava asked the following question. Let's say a person took a hefker wallet and he threw it into one opening of a house and it went out the other opening. Mahu, what do we say over here in regards to the owner of the house acquiring this hefker wallet? Avir she'ein soifel lenuach kemunach dami? Do we say that the airspace that it's not going to end up resting in because it's flying through the house and it's going to go out the other side of the house, nonetheless, it's still considered like it's rested in the house and the owner of the house acquired the wallet, or maybe it's not considered like it rested and the owner of the house didn't acquire the wallet. So you see, Rava asked us as a question. I think more answer is no. Hasam loy mifsik v'limidi. Over there, nothing's stopping the wallet. And therefore, Rava has a question. Maybe since nothing's stopping the wallet, we can say that the airspace of the house itself, or the airspace of the chatzar, acquires the wallet. But hach over here, when we're talking about catching the dung of the animal, mifsik kli. There's a kli which is going to stop it, and it's definitely not going to fall to the floor, and that's why Rav is very clear about our case that the airspace of the chatzar does not acquire the dung for the owner. Now we just analyze the second part of the brayza. V'sheberefes shebechatzar harei lishal baal bayis, dung found in the barn and in the chatzar belongs to baal bayis. The question is, tarti, we have to say both. What's the difference between the barn and the chatzar? They're both the property of the baal bayis. And the answer is, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, hachikamer, this is really what the brayza is saying. V'sheberefes shebechatzar harei lishal baal bayis. If it's dung that's in the barn, which is in the chatzar, that belongs to baal bayis. And Amar Rashi, Rashi tells us, zaysameres, the chiddush over here is, hamasker chatzar ustam, if a person rents out his chatzar, loy hiskerefes shebah, he does not rent the barn which is inside, and therefore all the dung that's in the barn which is in the chatzar belongs to baal bayis and not to the rent of the chatzar. But we continue asking Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Basically, we have a question from a braisa. Yoinei shevach v'yoinei aliyah, doves that live in a dove coat or doves that live in the aliyah in the attic, chayavas b'shiluach, there's a chiyuv to send them away before taking the hatchlings or the eggs. We know there's a mitzvah shiluach hakein, when a person chances upon a nest where the mother bird is resting on the hatchlings or the eggs, in order to take them he has to send away the mother bird first. So these birds are considered hefker to the extent that he has to send them away. However, v'asuris begezel v'nedar kesholim, it's usher to steal them, meaning if they're not in your chatzar or in your dove coat, you're not allowed to take them because of darkei shalom. We want to maintain peaceful relations between neighbors. Now here's the question: if we really hold of what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says that a person's chatzar is kind of from shalom midas, kari kan, so should apply the pasuk over here ki kare, when a person chances upon a nest prat l'mezumen, that excludes if it's mezumen, if it's prepared for him, and this is considered prepared for him. It's not considered a hefker. It's not like he chanced upon it because in his chatzar, and his chatzar was kind of for him, so it's not hefker. It's his. It must be based off this braisa that we do not hold like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. So Rava answers no. Beitza b'yitzias ruba hu dechayv la b'shiluach. When the egg is majority out of the bird, already there's a chiv of shiluach to send away the mother bird in order to take that egg. However, mikno lekanya adonof lechatzerai, he doesn't officially acquire it until it falls into his chatzar. And therefore, chiktoni chayovas b'shiluach, when the braisa says that he has to send the mother bird away in order to take the egg, mikmi the tipol chatzerai, that's before the egg fell into his chatzar because because his chatzar wasn't kind of egg for him yet. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, if that's so, am I Isser Mishum Gezel? Then what's the Isser of taking them? There should be no Isser for somebody else to take the egg because it wasn't acquired yet by the person's chatzar. So the Gemara answer is not Iman. We're talking about the mother. It's also for someone to take the mother bird, but we're not talking about the egg. Viba Sam, alternatively, we could say, we're actually talking about the eggs. Why is it also to take them? It's because the moment the majority of the egg comes out of the bird's body, the person whose chatzar we're talking about has das to take that egg, and therefore it's also for somebody else to take it. In Isser Gzela, there isn't yet, because again, his chatzar was not kainit for him. But since he has das to take it, somebody else is not allowed to take that egg. Now we have another answer. Now that we have this member from Yehuda B'Shem Rav, it's usher for anybody to take the eggs as long as the mother's on them. Why is that? Because the pasuk says beferush, shalach l'shalchas ha'im, send the mother away, v'hadar, and afterwards the pasuk says, as habanim tikachloch, then you could take the children. So if you tema denafal al chatzeroi, we can even say that the egg fell into this fellow's chatzar, and kol hechad iu matzi zachilei chatzar zachilei, if he's able to be zaycha in it, so his chatzar is zaycha in the egg for him. You're right. However, v'chol hechad iu loy matzi zachilei, if he's not able to be zaycha in it, because the mother bird is sitting on it, chatzar nami loy zachilei, his chatzar is not zaycha in it for him, and that's why he has the mitzvah of shiluach, because the mother bird's on the egg, so his chatzar is not kainet for him, and therefore he has to send the mother bird away, and the moment the mother bird's away, then his chatzar is kainet for him. Ask Gemara, if that's really so, Asur is begazel mene darke shalom. You said it's Asur for somebody else to take it because of darke shalom. Well, man of shach, either shalcha, if you want to say this other person sent away the mother bird and then he took the egg, gazel ma'al yehu, that's 100% gazel. It's not just gazel because of darke shalom, it's gazel midairaisa, because the moment that other person sent the mother bird away, this fellow's chatzar was kind of the egg for him, so that other person is not allowed to take the egg. And either shalcha, if you want to say the other person didn't send the mother bird away and he took the egg from under the mother, habay shlucha, well, he has to send the mother bird away, and if he doesn't, he's over eser dairaisa of not doing shiluach hakein. So Gemara answers, because in the law bar shiluachu, we're talking about a katan who doesn't have a mitzvah to send the mother bird away, so he's not over dairaisa. Ask Gemara, a katan bar darke shalom hu? A katan fits into the category of darke shalom. Darke shalom means that, let's say you took it and you weren't over dairaisa of gezel, you still have to return it in order to maintain peaceful relations. Well, a katan doesn't have to do that because he doesn't fit into any isurim or chiyuvim. And the Gemara answers, how come this? What we're saying, aviv shal katan chayav l'hachzor lo b'nei darke shalom, it's the father of the katan who took these eggs, he has to return them to the owner of the chatzar because of darke shalom. So we conclude this piece of the Gemara without any substantial question on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. And we continue with another Mishnah, Hamaskaras l'chaver l'shana, if a person rents a house to his friend for a year, Nis'abra shana, if the year became a leap year, we add it on a month, Nis'abra l'soicher, that's for the benefit of the soicher of the renter, gets an extra month free. Whereas Hiskel l'chadashim, if he rented it to him only for months, and he said, I'm renting it to you for 12 months, for example, Nis'abra shana, if Chacham added on another month to year, so we have 13 months, Nis'abra l'maskir, that's to the benefit of the owner, and he gets to charge an extra month's rent. And Maisa Bitzbari, there's a story in Zipari, Be'echad Shasachar Merchatz M'chaveroi, with a fellow who rented a bathhouse from his friend, for the rental price of 12 golden dinners for the year and one golden dinner per month, and they were arguing about whether the renter is chayiv of the last month's rent. And the story came to Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yosi, and they said, they split that last month's rent, this leap month, this one that was added on, the renter only has to pay half, and the owner has to absorb loss of a half of it. So the Gemara asked right away, you're bringing a story to contradict what we just said? We just said in the beginning of the Mishnah that the last month's rent either completely belongs to the renter or completely belongs to the owner, and now you seem to be bringing a contradictory maisa that it's 50-50. So my answer is, something's missing in the Mishnah, and this is really what should be taught. If the owner had said clearly 12 gold coins for the year, one gold coin per month, so then they would split that last month, the 13th month, because the rental price wasn't just based off of the year, it was also based off of the month. And
and they said that last month is split.
Number Rav tells us, if I was there, I would have given that last month's rent completely to the masker, meaning I would have said the secher, the renter, has to pay that 13th month in full. Ask the Gemara, what's Rav teaching us? That we pay attention to the last lashon that he said, and the last lashon that he said was that every single month costs a gold coin. Well, Rav already told us that. Let's say one person is selling an item to another, and he tells him, you know what the price is? Estira me'amai. It's an estira me'amai. Now, estira is half of a dinner, which is 96 prutais, and me'amai means 100 prutais, which sounds like he contradicted himself. At first, he said it's 96 prutais, and then he said it's 100. How much does the buyer have to pay? Me'amai, 100 prutais. And let's say he did it the other way around. The seller stipulated me'amai estira, that it's 100 prutais, but then he said estira, which is 96. Estira, only 96 has to be paid. As we see very clearly from Rav, the tavas lashon achrayin, whatever he said last, that's what we hold on to. And of course, it'd be the same thing over here. If he said it's 12 gold coins for the year, one gold coin per month, Tavas Lashon Achron tells us that you have to pay based off of the month, and now that an extra month was added on, an extra gold dinner has to be paid. So Gemara says, not a raya. Ime Hasam, it was only from that case, Havamina, I would think,
Perusha Kamefarish, that the seller is just explaining what he means, that when he says Estira Me'amai, he means to say a really good Estira, which is actually not worth 96, it's worth a full 100. Or when he says Me'amai Estira, he means to say not 100 coins. I'm just talking about an Estira, which is 96, and it doesn't have to be a really good solid Estira, which is technically worth 100. Kamash Mon, the Chiddush over here is that Rav is telling us clearly that even when we're not able to say Perusha Kamefarish, that it's tough as Lashon Achrin. Now, Shmuel Amar Shmuel gives a totally different answer to what's going on in our Mishnah. But Baba Emsa Chedesh Askinon, we're talking about where they're coming in the middle of that last month. Namely, in the middle of month number 13, the landlord demanded full payment, and the renter refused. So the first half we say, Hemen Maman Al Cheskasoy, and Amoitzi Mechaver Al Varayo, and the tenant doesn't have to pay for it. But for the next half we say, Hemen Karka Al Cheskasoy, that this karka, this land, belongs to the landlord and not the renter, and maybe Tafas Lashon Achrin. Maybe we pay attention to the last Lashon that stipulated that every single month's rent has to be paid, and therefore the renter pays the second half or he would have to leave. Aval Baba Tchilas Chaydesh, if they came at the beginning of the month, Kulei Lamaskir, everything would belong to the Maskir, and Baba Saif Chaydesh, if they came at the end of the month and the Maskir says, hey, you owe me for this whole past month, Kulei Saicher, everything belongs to the Saicher. Asking our Mi Amar Shmuel Lamrin Tavas Lashon Achrin, does Shmuel really say that we don't hold of Tavas Lashon Achrin in every single situation? As we see from here, Shmuel's Besafik. But Rav Shmuel Damit Shavai, Rav Shmuel both hold in the following case, let's say Reuven selling Shem and wheat, and he tells him, Kur B'Shleish Mani Meicher Lecha, I'm selling you a Kur for 30. Yachal Achzerbay Afilu B'Sa Achreina, he's able to be Chayzer from this, even in the last Saw. However, Kur B'Shleishim Saw B'Selani Meicher Lecha, if he says, I'm selling you a kur for 30, one saw per sella. So then, rishon kana, every single saw he gives is automatically acquired and he's not able to be chayzer. So we see very clearly, tafas lashon achrein, that even though he said kur b'shleishim, since the second lashon was saw b'sella, we follow that. Why is Shmuel over here saying an explanation of our Mishnah, that we're b'safik, maybe tafas lashon achrein? So the answer is no. Hasam ta'amai, what's the reason over there? Mishim the tafas, because the person was tafas. He actually was physically taking saw by saw, and therefore, whatever he took is acquired to him. Hachanami, so to over here, Katafis. He was typhus. What does that mean the renter was typhus? Well, he lived in it for half of the month. And since he already lived in it, that's considered like he took something physical, and so he doesn't have to pay for that. It's only for the matter of the month that he did not yet live in it, we would say that you have to pay for that if you want to live there. Now, Nachman Amar, he has a totally different shita. Karka b'chazakas ba'alei kayemes. Karka is always in the chazaka of its owner, and therefore the renter would always have to pay for that extra month. Asking where Mike Mash Blon, what's he trying to teach us? Tavas Lashon Achrein, that we follow the last Lashon, and again, since the last Lashon was, do you have to pay one gold dinner per month, so he has to pay even for the extra month? Well, how Rav, it's the same thing of Rav. So what's Rav Nachman teaching us? The answer is that no. Afagav de apich mepach. According to Rav Nachman, even if the lashon was switched around, first the landlord had said you have to pay me one per month, and it's 12 per year. So if we hold of tafas lashon achrein, the renter would not have to pay for the last month. According to Rav Nachman, he does, because Rav Nachman does not hold of tafas lashon achrein. He holds that karka b'chesed ba'alei kayemes, land or a house, is always in the chazak of its owner, and therefore the renter would always have to pay for that last month. And continue to talk about a renter and the landlord. Bo minim Rav Yane. That's Rav Yane's final question. Soicher amar nasati umasker amar loyna. Let's say the renter claims, I already paid you, and the owner says, you never gave me money, so who has to bring the raya? So we clarify the question, Amos, when exactly is this taking place? If it's within the time, Tanino, we already learned this in Mishnah. Nila Achar Zman, if it's after the time, Tanino, we also learned that in Mishnah. Now before we continue, it's important to note that Schiros Enim Shtalem is El Besaif. The person's only chayv to pay for the Schiros at the end of the rental period. And so basically, we're going to be proving from the following Mishnah that if we're still within the rental period, we assume that the renter did not pay yet. And if we're after the rental period, then we assume the renter did pay. What's the whole question? Where do we see this? Now we have a Mishnah. This has to do with Pidyon HaBen. Let's say the father of the child died within 30 days of the child's life. The boy is Becheskas that he was not redeemed. He has to bring a Raya that he was redeemed. Whereas the father died after 30 days the child was alive. Until the neighbors tell him that he wasn't redeemed. And so we clearly see from here that if it's within the time, we assume that nothing happened. And if it was after the time, we assume that it was already paid. So what's the question over here in regards to? And the answer is, we're talking about the very last day of his rental. And the question is, does a person pay on the very last day of his rental? Or no? If we would say that a person does pay on the very last day, so then we would say it's on the masker to bring a raya that he wasn't paid. Whereas if a person does not pay on the last day, then we would say it's on the seicher to bring a raya that he did pay. So Rabbi Yechon told him, Tanisua, we learned it in a Mishnah. Kuf Kim Laraf on top, Schir Bezmani Nishba Benaitel, a hired worker in his time, meaning when he finishes his work and he has to get paid, he makes a shvua that he didn't get paid yet, and then he'll be given money by the Baal Bayis. Now we clarify, Schir, who the Rabbanu Shvua Alei, is only a hired worker who the Rabbanu required to make a Shvua in order to get paid. Why is that? Mishum the Baal Bayis, Harapayalov. Because Baal Bayis is so busy with all of his other workers, he simply doesn't remember who we paid and who we didn't. So we can't make the Baal Bayis take a Shvua because he doesn't remember if he paid the guy. Therefore, the Schir makes the Shvua and he gets paid. Avalachavit over here, in the case of the renter, Seicher Mehem B'Shvua, the Seicher is believed with a Shvua, and therefore it's incumbent upon Seicher to make a Shvua that he did pay and he'll be part of paying, as opposed to allowing the landlord to make a shvua to collect rent from the seicher. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.